It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Oh boy, Thanksgiving celebrations. Will they help the country come together? Outside Trump Tower in New York City today, the president-elect senior advisor Kellyanne Conway urged everyone to unite in the spirit of the holidays.
Amen.
I attended Mass with the president-elect and the vice president-elect yesterday in New Jersey, and the sermon was about having a grateful heart and meaning thank you and coming together. I think it's a great theme. It's incumbent upon all of us, the Trump team, certainly the press, and others, the Democratic Party, to follow President Obama's lead, follow Vice President Biden's lead, and others, in telling Americans that this is your president, this is your vice president-elect.
They took Trump to church yesterday?
Nice.
Where are we going? What's
think
this?
Him out.
Do I stand up or sit down? What do I do?
Although, Thanksgiving time, isn't that when families fight over little things? But I understand the message for the country. This is a time to, you know, talk about what you're thankful for and be appreciative of what we have.
Mike, when do I get to read 2 Corinthians?
Do you think they had him do a reading?
Oh, no. I'm very certain they did not. Very certain. That's
more of a photo op.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Kind of get that sense.
I like how he's doing all this at his country club, his golf club in New Jersey, where he's having them all come in, and there's an awkward shot where he's going in and out of the door of the pro shop,
mm-hmm.
which is like one door, and it looks like he's walking into a closet all the time. It's a very weird, watch that.
Does it say Trump? I haven't seen that shot.
It doesn't. It will. It should by the next weekend. If they do this again next weekend, it'll say that.
So it's sort of
it's where the U.S. Women's Open is next year, correct? The New Jersey course?
He's promoting everything.
Some controversy within that LPGA about that.
And then what's interesting too is they had all the people who were doing his surrogates who were doing interviews yesterday were all there,
mm-hmm.
and they put Reince Priebus up at the top, and there's these gigantic lion sculptures on top of the. It looks like a British. It looks like St. Andrews.
Is it like Lion Ted Cruz?
No, these are lions, like I am, big mane, very fierce, always winner, chicken
teeth.
Dinner. Big teeth, claws, big paw. Can be
the
a friendly
ones your
paw.
Sons shoot and hunt.
I forgot about it. Well, they shot an elephant, I think, didn't they?
Yeah. I'm sure they got a lion at some point.
Do not make our elephant upset. Does not like this. Okay.
Sorry, elephant. We got to name the elephant.
Yeah.
It has feelings, not just, hey, elephant.
Yeah, I know.
Name it.
He just showed up here one day, and we haven't been able to get rid of him.
I'm not sure he's safe here, but okay. We barely are keeping the fish alive. Canarble.
I don't know how it's still alive.
Yeah.
We're almost hitting a year mark.
Rose
for that?
Violetta asked the question last week if the elephant eats through its nose.
The trunk?
Yeah.
I would love the elephant to sprinkle water on us. That would be so cool.
Basically saying, stop talking about me.
That's what you guys missed while you were gone.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. It's really quite a moment. Again. All right. Checking in at
number 4.
All right. You're familiar with the Broadway-related events over the weekend, right? You got Vice President Mike Pence who wants to go see Hamilton, mm-hmm. and then he got yelled at on the stage by Brandon Dixon, who was, ironically, Vice President Aaron Burr. I don't know. Then Donald Trump called on Dixon to apologize. The actor declined, and he was on The View this morning to explain why he called out Pence.
I didn't feel, and many agree, that that was the place to do it. And the reason is, when you walk into the theater, a lot of us want to leave politics behind and all be united in our appreciation of you and your talent. That's a moment for us all to be together. Right. What's your response to people who say that wasn't the time or the place?
If people are coming to see Hamilton to leave their politics behind, you came to the wrong show.
That is an excellent point.
It sort of is, because, but it's historical. I mean, it's history, isn't it? It's not political.
Alexander Hamilton was not a rapper. It is not historical.
It tells a commentary. The story through the language of rap through modern moments. But I don't know. Was it the time or place to give a speech? I guess I didn't understand if he was an invited guest and then they chose to sort of do that, or if he just happened to be there and they seized upon the moment. But I think
Hamilton's a commentary on today using that story.
Sure.
Right? Because they update you with the music and
the dance
and all the stuff for that exact reason. That's why otherwise they'd be just going, "Oh, Aaron Burr, you cad. I challenge you to a duel, George Hamilton."
Yeah, there really wouldn't be much more there. But I think,
By the way, my name's Alexander. Whatever. Yeah.
Pence handled it well, I thought. Trump's tweeting? I'm not so sure.
All right.
He's choosing to pick these smaller arguments on Twitter.
Here's one more cut.
Okay. Our politicians, they campaign for the opportunity to hear from us. Now,
if
we had stopped our show, we felt that there was a way for us to do it that would be respectful. Now, obviously, you make a decision and you step forward. And I think the way it was received and the way everybody responded, the way he responded is a testament to the fact that it was an appropriate time and place. And I think it's also important to understand, like what we mentioned earlier, at the end of the show, we step out and we talk about the issues that are important to us.
Yeah.
Listen, I love the gays. I love them. I already said we've decided it. Gay marriage for everybody. It's good, okay? So gays, be quiet on Broadway. Now, the Mexicans, I don't know about.
Right. Well, there is a real concern about inclusivity, and they chose this as a platform to do that. I think the booing and all that other stuff, I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't have booed Mike Pence. Mike Pence is our only hope, people.
Well, he's the one who's saying that's the sound of freedom. He told that to, I think, his niece or his daughter who was with him, and he said that you know, this is what it is. I'm not offended. It is what it is, and he liked the show.
Our only hope is that Mike Pence spends every day with Donald Trump explaining to him what a president does. How to be a president. This is like a kindergarten class.
He could get a shock collar. It's like, no. Anytime he tries to do something non-presidential.
I don't think I'd let that happen, Veronica.
First hour.
Speaking, by the way, also that creepy thing happened here in Chicago where the guy jumped up and started screaming, "We won, we won, we won," at the Hamilton show.
Oh, right. He's a pro-Trump.
Saturday night, pro-Trump guy.
Guy who was, booted out.
Turns out creepy uncle also went to the show this weekend to try to do that, but he went to the wrong one. We'll explain. That's coming up.
Okay. Can't wait for that.
All right. That's coming up after the top 5 after Judy's news. But right now, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.
Mark Sapelsa travels to a small town to confront a big bully. Why one Illinois family says the bully went too far. WGN-TV investigates tonight at 9.
We'll talk to Mark coming up in 6 o'clock.
About that and more.
Yeah. Oh, a lot going on today, pal. Mm-hmm. Pals.
Pals.
All right, here we go. Checking in. Adam, the top 5 is, where are we?
Number 3.
Thank you, Orion. Last night, model and glamour girl, Gigi Hadid, hosted the American Music Awards along with Jay Farrow, formerly of Saturday Night Live. I thought he was never going to get another job, and he got a very good gig there.
Yes, he did.
Farrow, of course, is best known for great impressions, right? He did Denzel Washington, Jay-Z, Barack Obama, Chris Rock. And during the opening bit last night, Hadid did her impression of Melania Trump.
Okay, this is my Melania Trump impression. Okay, I got to get the face right. Okay. I love my husband, President Barack Obama, and our children, Sasha and Malia.
They're spot on! I'm spot on!
Okay, this explains how Donald Trump became president of the United States. I just want to tell you that. First of all, that's an internet joke, right, that came out after the day after the election, after he won.
Which part is
the Melania Trump saying she wanted to because she because she had lifted a line from Michelle's speech during the convention.
Right. So she's kind of playing on
so
that.
So they were playing on that. That was a joke that came out on that Wednesday. There was a meme of her saying that and wants to, you know, her husband, Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. So, A, she's doing a meme as a joke and an opener. She wasn't even doing a good job. And who the hell is Gigi Hadid?
Well, Gigi Hadid is famous amongst the millennials, they'll all know her. She's the model of the moment who has, you know, millions and millions of followers on social media.
Not anymore. She made a lot of people mad.
She's a pretty hot model right now, probably one of the top earners along with Kendall Kardashian.
And then again,
Jenner, I'm sorry.
Again, this is the end of the world as we know it. And then Green Day was performing and they surprised everybody by going political, except nobody was surprised except for ABC. No Trump, no KKK, no fascist USA is what they were singing.
I just back to the Gigi Hadid thing. I just feel like I mean, look, I think it fell flat, whatever.
Yeah.
But when the wife and kids, I thought were supposed to be sort of off limits unless they inject themselves into something, and that's how we've kind of played it in the past. But now they seem to fall under different roles. That's the only thing I would point out about that.
Well, he's made everybody change
their
rules.
He's larger than life, and he's right.
He's gone after people for their personal. I mean, I happen to agree with you. I don't think, I mean, I do think that if the kids are injecting themselves into politics, she's pretty much off limits because she's already said, I don't want a piece of this.
She's like, I want to be a mom, billionaire wife, and just kind of do my thing.
Right.
Maybe.
So she wants to stay. I mean, it appears that she's at least going to stay in New York for the beginning, and we'll see where it goes after that.
That's what I want to be, a mom and a billionaire wife.
I know, right?
Take that life.
Good enough, yeah.
I'll just be a billionaire wife.
Just half of it.
Do you have to be the mom part?
Yes, that's what that's.
That's hard. That seals the deal.
Yeah.
That's the clincher.
All right.
Glad we got that trained out.
Yeah, so American Music Awards right now, and you know, Dick Clark founded that, spinning in his grave. Didn't want any politics in that show.
Is that what it sounds like when they spin in their grave?
Yep. That's exactly what it sounds like. By the way, so unfunny, the American Music Awards.
He didn't do that. Got to give him
so
credit.
So unfunny. Selena Gomez made me cry.
Oh, yeah. That was very heartfelt.
Yeah.
Coming back to talk about all her battles.
I didn't know what she was talking about. I was
depression.
Trying to understand her.
Thought Ciara was hot.
Oh, she dealt with some issues and was out of the spotlight for a little while, and she came back.
Yeah, she had addiction and depression and stuff.
I didn't
like
even
that.
Notice.
Yeah. I did.
Number two. A lot of people here tonight felt like they lost. You know why? Because y'all been lied to. Oh, yeah, I'm on my Trump tonight. Radio. Now, not the people that work the radio. Because these is real people that got to feed their kids. And they not being allowed to play that real because they think that in order to feed their kids, they got to play the same
All right.
And he canceled the rest of his tour, like 21 tour dates after, and he only played two songs over the weekend and then abruptly ended it after yet another Kanye rant.
Went on a Kanye rant. First he said he loved Trump. Now he's pulling that back and saying he's not quite sure what's all going on, and Jay-Z and Beyonce, and he went off on them. And then he stopped. He's either going to be the 46th president of the United States or is going to be a very fiery crash here. I don't know which it is. And I don't know enough about anything anymore to be able to tell you which is going to happen.
Hard to know.
Number one.
Alec Baldwin was back as Donald Trump.
I just want to thank you for all you've done. I wouldn't be president without you. Google, what is ISIS? I heard you went to see Hamilton. How was that?
It was good. I got a free lecture.
I heard they booed you.
Absolutely.
Oh, and Mike, you're going to do everything, right?
Yes, sir.
The meeting with Romney was great, too, where they just kind of shook hands like, yeah, fake smiles, and nah, this isn't going to work. It's not going to work.
All right, let's close this thing up right here, right now, and forever.
The top five at five.